Breitbart Business Digest, July's food inflation leaves families hungry for relief. By John Carney on August 13, 2024. The unwelcome return of food inflation. Just when you thought it was safe to venture back into the grocery stores, food inflation is roaring back. The Producer Price Index, PPI, for food rose 0.6% in July, the biggest increase since February. Annualized, this amounts to a 7.6% rate of food inflation. The index tracking finished consumer foods also rose by 0.6% following a 0.4% increase in the prior month. There were some very steep increases in prices that American families likely noticed in July. The prices of fresh fruits and melons jumped 10.3%. Beef prices jumped 7.7%. Pork prices rose 1.8%. Coffee prices percolated up 3.3%. The indexes for these items are seasonally adjusted, so the increases do not result from a seasonal taste for iced coffee or the surge in grilling burgers or ribs. The cumulative effect has been devastating. Since Biden took office, the producer price index for food sold to consumers is up 26%. That's five times as much inflation as we saw during Donald Trump's White House tenure. The summer surge in food prices suggests that inflation is very likely to remain a top concern for voters as we head toward Election Day. The latest polling by YouGov for The Economist indicates that 96% of voters say inflation is an important issue, including 77% who say it is very important. 24% say it is the single most important issue, more than twice as many as for any other issue. A survey released Monday by the Financial Times showed that 78% of registered voters say inflation has been one of the three biggest sources of personal financial stress over the past month, followed by income at 45% and rent at 31%. Asked to name the single biggest source of personal financial stress over the past 3 months, 45% said inflation, dwarfing income and rent, each at 13%. And food inflation is at the heart of concern over price increases. 78% of people selected food inflation as having a big impact on their financial situation. That is followed by household supplies and everyday necessities at 55% and gasoline at 51%. This July surge is likely to be all the more troubling for voters because they were told that food inflation was a thing of the past. Food prices, as measured by the PPI, rose mildly in March and actually declined in April and May. But they rose 0.4% in June and then accelerated again last month. This suggests the doom and gloom surrounding food prices has been better grounded in reality than the rosy projections of journalists, economists, and Democrat politicians telling us that we conquered food inflation. Kamala is haunted by the ghost of rising grocery prices. Kamala Harris has very good reason to be concerned about inflation. 39% of registered voters named Democratic policies as one of the three major causes of price increases, according to the Financial Times poll. That puts it behind large corporations taking advantage of inflation at 59% and ahead of lasting pandemic impact at 35%. The Fed is named by just 26% and Republican policies by just 24%. Harris, following Joe Biden's lead, has been trying to divert the public's attention away from Democrat policies and onto corporate greed. After not mentioning inflation for a few weeks, she has recently taken to saying something along the lines of these words from her Michigan speech, according to Chris Giles of the Financial Times. "We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so they have a chance not just to get by but to get ahead. Because, look, while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. When I was Attorney General, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be my day one priority to fight to bring down prices, to take on the big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging, take on corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families, to take on Big Pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans. That is the work we will do together." The problem is Harris does not actually believe half of this, and the half she does believe isn't true. As Giles of the FT points out, notice there is no talk about disinflation, but an ambition to bring down prices in some specific areas where Harris would like to act. Taken literally, This is a call for the Fed and other parts of government to lower the price level and seek deflation. If this were literally true, the only valid response would be, "You cannot be serious." Giles concludes that we're not meant to take Harris' pledge to bring down prices as literally true. The upshot, take Harris seriously, but not literally, Giles writes. She does not mean what she's saying when she promises to bring down prices. The other half of her argument is that inflation is mostly caused by illegal price gouging and price-fixing schemes and the like. The trouble with this thesis is that last month's food inflation happened while profit margins, measured as trade services in the PPI, decreased. Overall trade services fell 1.3% in July, the largest monthly decline since 2015. Trade services for food retailing plunged 3.7%, the largest decline since 2009. Compared with a year ago, retail food profit margins are up just 0.2%, lagging behind almost every major indicator of inflation. Whatever is driving food inflation, it is not greed, price fixing, or price gouging. The FT poll showed that 38% of registered voters want Harris to take a completely different approach from Biden's economic policies. Another 23% want major changes. Following Biden's greedflation script is not going to do it.